against Russia's two largest oil companies.
I just felt it was time.
President Trump speaking in the Oval Office with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
These are tremendous sanctions. These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies, and we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
The Secretary General praised the move.
It's all about changing the calculus.
And he said ramping up the pressure on Russia to end this war. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The U.S. has just announced a ninth strike against a suspected drug smuggling boat in the Pacific Ocean, leaving three dead. Earlier today, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. struck an eighth suspected drug vessel in the eastern Pacific, two people killed. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland says of that earlier strike,
based on the fact that this was in the Pacific, it's more than likely have emanated from Colombia, as was the previous, the number seventh boat that was sunk. Believe that that was perhaps linked to this group called Ejército de la Liberación Nacional, which is a Colombian guerrilla group.
President Nicolas Maduro says that Venezuela has 5,000 Russian-manned portable surface-to-air missiles to, in his words, ensure peace and counter U.S. forces deployed in the Caribbean. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel, and he held a meeting earlier today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We're here to talk about peace. We're here to talk about how to ensure that the peace agreement that started about a week ago sticks, that we move into phase two and to phase three with success.
Two U.S. officials tell CBS News the Trump administration has made plans to soon deploy a team of Border Patrol agents to the San Francisco area as part of its crackdown on illegal immigration. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
He sends out masked men. He sends out Border Patrol. He sends out ICE. Creates anxiety and fear in the community so that he can lay claim to solving for that by sending in the guard in the first place. This is no different than the arsonist putting out the fire.
It's day 22 of the government shutdown, and another short-term funding bill has failed in the Senate. CBS's Nicole Killian on Capitol Hill.
Career federal employees who simply want to get back to work, they say it's really time to stop trading these political talking points and get down to business. That being said, as I mentioned, we know the Senate is voting again on a temporary funding bill tomorrow. We expect the Senate will take up another measure, potentially to try to pay some of the federal workers who have been working without pay.
This is the second longest government shutdown in U.S. history. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Not only does Progressive let you bundle your insurance, they also give you round-the-clock protection. Quote today at progressive.com.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things, like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed. From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A new study sheds light on alcohol and blood pressure.
Drinking light to moderate amounts of alcohol can increase your blood pressure, which raises the risk of cardiovascular disease. But a new study in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology also found that when you cut back on the booze or stop drinking altogether, your BP can go down in a big way. The findings show that even slight changes in alcohol consumption, particularly among women, can improve blood pressure and heart health. Simply put, when it comes to your BP, the less you drink, the better. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
Commissioner Roger Goodell makes it clear at the league's annual fall owners meeting that the NFL is not considering dropping Bad Bunny as its Super Bowl halftime headline performer. He says the league is accustomed to getting blowback for its entertainment choices. The Puerto Rican artist has been vocal in his opposition of President Trump and his policies, and Trump has called the NFL's decision crazy and ridiculous. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, some drizzle or sprinkle, and a low right around 40. For tomorrow, we're looking at a mostly sunny sky, warmer with a high near 50. And with sunshine for Friday and the weekend, highs warm through the 50s. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
If everybody had a known. bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA.
I can't forget you. The thought of you, you softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I'm
news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
People of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
WRJN.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere. Each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey, and always take me there, the place I love. Around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay, and here I'll stay, here I'll stay.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. Once again, Racine's home for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Listen weekday mornings at 7:25 with Don Rosen. And again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey is back on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Come away, come away.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Pentagon is reporting two U.S. military strikes in the Pacific Ocean off Colombia, making 9 to date against suspected smugglers in the Pacific and Caribbean, and at least 37 dead. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
As in those Caribbean strikes, no evidence was given about who was on board the boat or what exactly they were carrying. The administration has designated the cartels as terrorist organizations and claims the strikes are legitimate because the U.S. is engaged in an armed conflict.
The U.S. slaps sanctions on Russian oil companies over the Ukraine war. President Trump says of his meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Budapest.
We canceled the meeting with President Putin. It didn't feel right to me. It didn't feel like we were going to get to the place we have to get, so I canceled it. But we'll do it in the future.
The announcement comes after Russian drones and missiles blast sites across Ukraine, killing at least 6 people, including a woman and her 2 young daughters. Trump's expanding plans to architecturally transform the White House to make way for a privately funded ballroom includes complete destruction of the East Wing. CBS's Weijia Zhang at the White House.
Tourists we spoke with on site were torn over the president's project.
I think it's disgraceful. It's a desecration, really, I think. I don't know that anybody particularly wants a big ballroom.
Nixon had his bowling alley. JFK had a swimming pool. So, you know, he's adding his touch. And it's going to be beautiful when it's done. Absolutely beautiful.
The 3 candidates for mayor of New York City, independent Andrew Cuomo, Democrat Zohran Mamdani, and Republican Curtis Sliwa, clash in their last debate days before early voting begins. Odyssey New York's Mary Lynn Buckley.
Everyone had something to say.
Mamdani not answering all the questions. Like, how can you be mayor if you can't answer all the questions?
Sliwa, I mean, he makes a lot of sense.
Zohran was particularly powerful.
It convinced some people in the audience who deserves their vote, while some are more torn than others, like Diana.
I have to say, all 3 of them were great. It's hard to pick one.
Mary Lynn Buckley for CBS News, New York.
New research links gum disease and cavities to stroke risk. CBS's Jared Hill.
We know it's important to take care of our teeth and gums and see the dentist for regular checkups and clinics. Now, 2 new studies published in Neurology Open Access add to growing evidence that keeping your mouth healthy may help keep the brain healthy. The first study found adults with gum disease may be more likely to have signs of damage to the brain's white matter.